This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You talk that way. I had a white guy tell me, he said, "Burn, why do black people always use the word motherfucker?" Well, I'm going to break down what the word motherfucker actually means. Motherfucker is something that black folks been using for years. It's about expression. Don't be ashamed of the word motherfucker, because the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing. You know, when you hear black folks, we loud. That's our defense mechanism. We loud. We talk aggressive, you know. But get that talk, you know, we ain't gonna do nothing to you. We ain't gonna do nothing to you. You know, we'll tell you in a minute, you know, I'll blow this motherfucker up, you know. You ain't never known a black terrorist in the day of your life. You ain't never known a black man to blow up a goddamn thing. First of all, where you gonna buy the dynamite from and from who? First time he tried to buy some dynamite, he going to jail like a mother. Just expression. Hey, God, man, when you see my people, when you see them in the social place, you see them in the mall, you see them in the bowling alley, and you might see 3 or 4 brothers together, you might hear the word motherfucker 32 times. And you might hear just 2 regular English words. But the conversation makes sense like a motherfucker. Everybody can understand it. Don't be afraid of the word motherfucker. I'm gonna break it down to you. If you're out there this afternoon, you see about 3 or 4 brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this. You seen that motherfucking Bobby? That motherfucker owed me $35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he gonna pay my motherfucking money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not gonna chase this motherfucker for my $35 motherfucker dollars. I called the motherfucker 4 motherfucking times, but the motherfucker won't call me back. I called his mama the other motherfucking day. She gonna play like the motherfucker went in. I started to cuss her motherfucking ass out. But I don't want no motherfucking trouble. But I'll tell you one motherfucking thing. The next motherfucking time I see this motherfucker and he ain't got my motherfucking money, I'm gonna bust his motherfucking head and I'm out this motherfucker.
What's up, my friend? I hope you're doing well today. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, then I'd like to welcome you to Your Life in English. My name is Tony Kaizen, and I'm here to help you learn real spoken English in a practical way. Now, the clip you just heard was of the late and great and legendary stand-up comedian Bernie Mac representing the South Side of Chicago, Illinois. Now, in this clip, Bernie explains how to use the English word, motherfucker, just like a native. But don't worry if you couldn't understand everything he said, because he was speaking in a very colloquial way and you're speaking very fast, right? But now, I'm going to go back and explain not only Bernie's words, but also the culture behind his words to make sure you really understand everything he said in the clip, all right? Let's get started.
You talk that way. I had a white guy tell me, he said, Bern, why do black people always use the word motherfucker?
Now, I'm stopping here because I'm sure some people might be asking themselves, why does he feel the need to refer to people's skin color at a time like this? He said, a white guy asked me, why do black people always use the word motherfucker? Well, you got to remember that after slavery was abolished in this country, black and white people were still segregated by law for an entire century. And that means for 100 years, black and white people lived in separate neighborhoods, went to separate schools, played at separate parks, rode on separate buses, and even went to separate jails. It was literally against the law for these two groups of people to interact with each other in their daily lives. And as a result, two distinct cultures started to develop here in the U.S. Black American culture and white American culture. And this is where things can get controversial, because everyone has a different opinion about what I just said, and everyone will describe the situation in their own way. The topic of black and white in this country is hard to explain because there's so much history behind it, and even I am not familiar with all of it. This is just uneducated opinion, okay? But for now, the only thing you need to understand is that 100 years of racial segregation led us to having two distinct dialects of spoken English here in the U.S. Standard English, which is what most people speak and understand across the country, and Ebonics, also known as Black English or African American Vernacular English. And this dialect is predominantly spoken by Black Americans. And that's why there are times when some white people literally can't understand what black people are saying because they're not familiar with the dialect, especially 20 years ago when this clip was recorded. And that's why Bernie is speaking to the crowd as if it were two groups of people, white people and black people. And you'll hear him explain the way black people behave because he knows some white people just don't understand it. Now, it's important to remember that I'm generalizing here, and so is Bernie. I think we make very general statements when speaking about race in this country because it's easier for us to express ourselves that way. But not all black people think and talk and behave the same, and not all white people think and talk and behave the same way, obviously. And we could go much, much deeper into that topic, but I'm just trying to help you understand the culture behind the words being said here, because that's the only way you can truly understand what he's communicating, all right? But let's get back to the clip.
You know, when you hear black folks, we loud. That's our defense mechanism. We loud. We talk aggressive, you know. Better get a talk. You know, we ain't going to do nothing to you. We ain't going to do nothing to you. You know, we'll tell you in a minute. You know, I'll blow this motherfucker up, you know.
All right, I'm stopping here because Bernie mentioned an interesting cultural observation. A common stereotype of black Americans is that we're very loud, angry, aggressive people, right? And Bernie's saying there's no need to fear black people's loud and aggressive behavior. It's just a form of self-defense. It's our way of showing that we're confident in ourselves and we're not afraid of anyone, which is something that's very important in the black community, especially if you're a man. Showing confidence and playfully talking shit is just one of those cultural behaviors that shouldn't be taken so seriously. I believe that's what he's communicating.
You hear black folks, we loud. That's our defense mechanism. We loud. We talk aggressive, you know. Better get a talk. You know, we ain't gonna do nothing to you. We ain't gonna do nothing to you. You know, we'll tell you in a minute, you know, I'll blow this motherfucker up, you know. You ain't never known a black terrorist in the day of your life. You ain't never known a black man to blow up a goddamn thing. First of all, where you gonna buy the dynamite from and from who? The first time he tried to buy some dynamite, he going to jail like a motherfucker.
All right, let me stop here and explain a couple key things about this part of the clip. The first one is, I'll blow this motherfucker up. Bernie said, you know, you shouldn't be worried about the aggressive, loud way that some black people talk. It's just a defense mechanism, right? You might hear a black person say, I'll blow this motherfucker up, you know? And to blow something up means to make something explode, right? With a bomb or some dynamite, something like that. And motherfucker in this case is being used to say place, because remember, motherfucker, I mean, is a person, place, or thing. So when somebody says, I'll blow this motherfucker up, they're saying, I'll blow this place up. And this is like a, it's like a cultural thing that's hard to explain, but you might hear, especially, you know, a black person from my parents' generation or my grandparents' generation, you know, it was a common thing even today, though. You know, some people would just make these empty threats knowing that they don't really mean it, but it just sounds good when they say it, right? It just sounds good to say in an argument, in a misunderstanding, in an altercation in some public place. And you want to seem like a badass. You want to seem like you're not afraid, that you're crazy. I'll blow this motherfucker up. Don't play with me, you know? Just like, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's an empty threat. You're obviously not going to blow up the fucking building. It's just something that people say. So hopefully that makes sense to you now. The second thing I want to explain was the word goddamn in this case, because Bernie said, you ain't never known a black man to blow up a goddamn thing. And goddamn in this case is being used to put emphasis on whatever's being said after that. In this case, the word thing. You ain't never known a black man to blow up a goddamn thing. It's just a stronger way of saying you've never heard of a black man blowing up anything, you know? And he's not mad in this case. That's not why he's saying goddamn. It's, again, it's just emphasis. But obviously, you're not going to speak this way with people you don't really know. You're not going to speak this way at work and stuff like that, you know? Now, the last thing from this part of the clip was, I like a motherfucker. He said, the first time he tried to buy some dynamite, he going to jail like a motherfucker. And like a motherfucker in this case is also being used to put emphasis on whatever was just said.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good. So, in this case, if he going to jail like a motherfucker, it's like he's definitely going to jail. He's certainly going to jail. No doubt, no question. He going to jail like a motherfucker. You're just putting emphasis on that fact that he's certainly going to jail. Or you might hear somebody say, like, let's imagine I stubbed my toe on a coffee table or something and it hurts really bad. I could say, damn, that hurt like a motherfucker. Just means it really, really hurt. I mean, it hurt really bad. Shit. Like a motherfucker, man. Hopefully that makes sense. This is like just a colloquial way of speaking that doesn't always make literal sense. So hopefully, at least with these explanations, it's a bit more clear and you can follow the clip better than before. But anyway, let's get back to the clip, my friend.
Hey, God, man, when you see my people, and you see them in the social place, you see them in the mall, you see them in the bowling alley, and you might see three or four brothers together, and you might hear the word motherfucker 32 times.
All right, now notice how Bernie said, when you see three or four brothers. Now, the word brother in this case is being used colloquially to say man. So when you see three or four men standing on a corner. But you should know that this type of thing is becoming less and less common. Like, you typically hear people from my dad's generation speaking in this way. Like, kids from the Fortnite generation don't typically refer to their peers as brother or sister. Like, yeah, you see that young brother right there? Oh, what's going on, sister? Like, we don't really refer to each other in that way these days. Not young people, anyway. But it is still common. Like, I'll speak that way sometimes, and people from my dad's and grandfather's generation definitely, this is something they would say. A lot of young people these days would say nigga. You see three, four niggas on the corner, man. I'm just joking. Anyway, I just wanted to explain that really quick just in case somebody was confused by that. But let's continue.
If you're out there this afternoon, you see about three or four brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this.
All right, now before you listen to the dialogue, I want you to notice the fact that Bernie's using the words motherfucker and motherfucking repeatedly. Now the word motherfucker, with the ER on the end, this word is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing, right? The word motherfucking, with an ing on the end, is something like an adjective, but it's really just used to put emphasis on whatever you're referring to at the time. And this is obviously a very vulgar way of speaking, right? I know you hear us use strong words like these very casually, but if you're a non-native and you're learning the language, I suggest you don't overuse curse words with people you don't know very well, because there's an art to using curse words naturally, right? And it takes time for one to master that art, okay? But anyway, let's get back to the clip. And remember, motherfucker is a noun. Motherfucking is an adjective.
If you're out there this afternoon, you see about three or four brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this. You seen that motherfucking Bobby? That motherfucker owed me 35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he gonna pay my motherfucking money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not gonna chase this motherfucker for my 35 motherfucking dollars. I called the motherfucker four motherfucking times, but the motherfucker won't call me back. I called his mama the other motherfucking day. She gonna play like the motherfucker went in. I started to cuss her motherfucking ass out. But I don't want no motherfucking trouble. But I'll tell you one motherfucking thing. The next motherfucking time I see this motherfucker and he ain't got my motherfucking money, I'm gonna bust his motherfucking head and I'm out this motherfucker.
All right, if you're reading the transcript, it'll be much easier to see how Bernie alternates between the words motherfucker and motherfucking, depending on who or what he's referring to. And by the way, if you'd like to read a transcript of all the podcast episodes, along with the vocabulary guide explaining advanced words and phrases that you hear, you can visit lifeinenglish.net/community and sign up to get access. But instead of going back and explaining each line of that dialogue right there, I'm going to read it to you in standard English, and hopefully you'll understand it much better. All right, if you see three or four guys standing on a street corner, you might hear a conversation, and it goes like this. Hey, have you seen Bobby? That guy owes me $35. He told me he was going to pay me my money last week, and I haven't seen this guy yet. Now, I'm not going to chase this guy for my $35. I called him four times, but the guy won't call me back. I called his mother the other day, and she acted as if the guy wasn't home. And I almost cursed her right there on the phone, but I don't want any problems with anyone. But I'll tell you one thing. The next time I see this guy and he doesn't have my money, I'm going to knock his ass out. And then Bernie says, I'm out this motherfucker. But that part's not, you know, it's not part of the dialogue. When someone says I'm out in a context like this, it just means I'm leaving. And you're just listening to this so you can't see what happened. But in the clip, Bernie says, I'm out this motherfucker. And then he literally left the stage at that point. And when he says, I'm out this motherfucker, motherfucker in this case means this place, because I'm out means I'm leaving. This motherfucker means this place. So in standard English, it's like, I'm leaving this place. The show's over. I'm gone. You know, hopefully that makes sense. Now, at this point, my friend, I suggest you listen to the entire episode again to make sure you understand everything that was said. Matter of fact, listen to all the episodes multiple times to ensure you retain all this golden information. Now, I'd like to thank you for your time and your attention, my friend. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. This is Life in English. I am your host, Tony Kaizen, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.